WIC. And Jen Silka is with us here, coordinator of the WIC program. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me come talk to you guys about our program.
Yep, glad to have you with us here. We were kicking this around before we got going here that it's like so many programs like WIC. If you've never needed it or never had it been involved, a lot of people I don't think are even sure just what WIC is. They think it's food. And that's part of the deal, but you got a lot more going than food, right?
That's right. We are a public health nutrition program, so we do provide wholesome foods, and we also provide nutrition education, community support, and get moms and families hooked up with services in town to help their babies grow healthy and well.
And you are a dietitian?
I am a dietitian.
All right. I've always gotten a kick out of designations of anybody who is a registered whatever, registered dietitian, registered nurse. I've always wondered, does that mean there are unregistered dietitians?
They are called nutritionists, yes.
Nutritionists. Okay. All right. So we start from scratch here. How do you define WIC?
WIC is, well, it stands for Women's, Infants, and Children. And we are an income-based program, and so we have income guidelines, and we have them come in and apply, and we help moms see if they qualify. And then if they do qualify, we can talk to them about healthy foods for their kids or healthy food for pregnancy, how to get the best outcomes for them and their family.
Mm-hmm. So even before the baby even is on the ground.
That's right.
We're talking about food.
That's right. We're talking about food because we want to get off to a good start with our nutrition, even in the womb. So.
Well, and WIC's been around for quite a long time.
Yes. This year is our 50th year. So we're having a big birthday. So the first WIC clinic, I think, opened in 1974, if my math is correct. And it was in Kentucky, actually. The first clinic was in Kentucky.
Yeah. So. And you've been with WIC how long?
I've been with WIC for 13 years.
That's quite a good stretch.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I can drive here in my sleep, probably.
You mentioned any program like WIC. We talk about so many nonprofits and services here on this program, and it's always been interesting. Oh, we got all these services. We got all this. How do we get in touch with somebody? And that's part of what you do, as you said. You help help moms get in touch with the services that they need.
That's right. So, yeah, we've got a lot of community partners in town. We do a lot of referrals to places like Head Start and CAPS and, the gamut, and we can get them, hooked up with a provider, a medical provider. Sometimes we have moms that haven't started their prenatal care yet. So.
And what counties besides Saline are you guys covering?
We cover in Salina. We also have Ellsworth County as well. Okay. And because I live in Ellsworth County, so it's kind of nice to work and be available for those people that I live around too. So
you mentioned eligibility. If you're qualified, if you, income guidelines and all that, what basically are some of the guidelines?
So, how would I say it? So there are some things like we're at the 185th percent of the poverty line. So people who typically qualify are in that income range. But if you have food stamps already, or if you already have Medicaid, Kansas, CanCare, there are certain types of CanCare that automatically qualify you for the WIC program. You also have to live in Kansas. That helps.
That helps, yeah.
But it's a nationwide program, so you do get that question a lot.
You just mentioned, and I've heard this from people, someone like you will say, well, you qualify if you're 180% or whatever of the poverty line. What does that mean? What does that mean?
That means, so that's determined by the USDA, and they give us a guideline, and based on the number of people in your household, they tell us kind of, who would qualify and what income range that would be. So the best way to know is to call and ask the health department, and we can get you hooked up in an appointment to come in and review that kind of information.
How many – do you have an idea how many people you cover here? You said Saline and Ellsworth.
Saline has about 1,000 people on WIC right now, and Ellsworth has a little less than 100. So it's more rural and spread out in Ellsworth County. But, yeah, we have about 1,000. are participating currently.
Because I know I go to, you know, a lot of the stores around that, you mm-hmm. know, they have the signs out, you know, the block of food here, you know, WIC approved.
Yep.
And that.
Yep, and that helps with shopping because it's complicated. I don't know how complicated it could be to go and pick what kind of yogurt you want, right?
Yeah.
So it's nice when we have those tags on there that tells the moms, okay, this one is the one that I can pick up for my benefits.
Mm-hmm. And what does the tag mean?
It means that it's a WIC product, and it's available for certain categories in our food list. So
it must be a long list.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Cereals is the longest list.
Cereal?
Yeah, okay. We have WIC cereal. But that is the biggest list.
Yeah.
We have
cereal,
a lot of healthy.
Cereal. That's interesting. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Well, because you can imagine that aisle is huge.
Oh, yeah. Do we need that many cereals?
Lots of choices, right?
You go into Dillon's or whatever, and like a mile long and cereals. Yeah. And, whatever.
Well, I think it's set up by the highest sugar content, and you just work your way down.
Right. Well, exactly. Right. And so WIC, they determine what foods we have on our list. Mm-hmm. And so when they get their benefits, it's all healthy, whole, you know, nutritious foods. It's not, you can't go and buy, you know, Pop-Tarts mm-hmm. or whatever you want to buy with it. You have to buy, you can buy 100% whole wheat bread or low sugar cereals, fresh fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. dairy, cheese, eggs, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. On our list here, what counties are covered. We've mm-hmm. talked about that. We're talking about food and other things, but in here also is breastfeeding support services.
Right.
Boom. You really get into stuff, don't you?
We sure do, right? Because, you know, when you have a baby, you got to figure out how to feed that baby. Are mm-hmm. you going to breastfeed? Or are you going to use formula? Are you going to do both? Mm-hmm. Are you going to pump? Are you not going to pump? There's a lot of questions for moms early on, and you know, moms get excited at baby showers. You know, I'm going to mm-hmm. have a baby. And yeah. then we have to kind of do the nitty gritty stuff. You know, we try to help support them and kind of making good choices. But one of our programs is our breastfeeding support program. And we have two professionals right now, Mona, which you guys have talked to before. And then we have a new girl named Corey, and she's a really good peer and can be one-to-one support. And we do care calls with the moms and check in on them, make sure things are going good and answer questions if they need it.
So. Yeah, and even helping the mother and the baby. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. how to latch.
Right.
To get the most efficient way of breastfeeding.
Right, exactly. So we know that moms that struggle with that sometimes will, you know, give up early. And so mm-hmm. we're lucky we have some support people who can help with that because it doesn't always go easy, right?
Right.
It's like riding a bike. You don't always, you know, make mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. the first go around. It might take a lot of practice and patience and trying new things. And
Right.
Concerning the, concerning the kids, is there an age limit with WIC?
Right. WIC goes all the way to age 5.
Hmm. Okay.
So then usually most people will go into like school, kindergarten, and then school food service they have the programs for USDA through that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have heard in the past some people feel that WIC and other programs are too complicated. And you just mentioned getting all the facts and figures and whatever. Do you hear that from folks? This is so complicated, I don't know how to do it.
I think it's getting easier. When I started, WIC was on paper vouchers, and people would have vouchers, and to shop with WIC was more complicated.
Paper vouchers.
Yeah, they would say you could get this many box, you know, 36 ounces of cereal. So you'd have to go, okay, well, how many boxes of cereal is that? I don't know. So how, do I have all the math and things like that figured out? But now it's on an EB, like a little swipe card, an EBT, just like a credit card. And we keep track on an app for them. They can download that app and keep track of how many ounces are still left on their card. So it's kind of as you go and as you need versus having to get everything all at one time.
So this is not just go in and get this number of boxes of cereal or whatever it depends
on.
Yeah, that used to be it, right?
That's why it was kind of a lot harder than it had been now. So.
Is the card different from the SNAP card?
It is a different card, yes. Okay. So we just load only those items that are WIC approved on that, and then they have their own card for SNAP in that respect. So usually what we encourage moms to do is swipe their WIC card first to take all the WIC benefits off, and then they can pay with cash, credit, debit, or food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
For the
SNAP.
Remaining benefits. Yeah.
SNAP.
SNAP. That's right.
What is SNAP?
Oh, I don't work for SNAP. It's food stamps.
Food stamps. Okay, food stamps.
Yes.
Yeah. There's so much stuff out there.
Yeah, and they name things different, you know. But, you know, we talked locally it'd be about the food stamps program.
Right. Well, I remember running around back not that long ago, running around with the books of food stamps.
Uh-huh.
Doing that.
Right.
Doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Before the SNAP cards came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess food stamps was about the first program of this kind. It's for a long time ago, you get food stamps forever, and now we have all the new, like the WICs and the SNAPs and whatever, right?
Exactly, right? Like our program is just 50 years old. It's probably not the oldest, I suppose. I couldn't tell you when SNAP started, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who can? So, all right. How do you apply? What do you do if you think you qualify? You want to find out if you qualify, then where do you start?
Okay. Well, you could just give us a phone call up there. We have a direct line. It's 785-826-6603, and we will get you an appointment, and you can bring your information in, and we can see if you qualify.
What do you need to have besides income?
Proof of income, proof of address, proof of ID, and then we do ID for kids, so like a shot record or a medical card or something with their name on it. So, and you have to bring your kid. You should bring with you. That helps.
Bringing the child would help.
that helps too.
What has developed? Now you've been doing this for quite a few years, as we said.
Right.
What are some of the steps that have gotten us to where we are now? Improving this, improving that, changing this requirement. How has it grown? You know.
How has it grown? Well, like I said, when I started, it was all on paper vouchers. Now we're doing EBT, which started back in 2018, I believe. We are also now able to do remote services. So if someone can't make it in, we have a lot of moms that have transportation issues. They can always just call, and we can do their appointment on the phone and then have them come in when it works for them to get their benefits, their benefit card and their heights and weights and things done. So, but the field of nutrition always changes. So you're probably aware of that. It's a topic of many dinner conversations, I'm sure, about what's healthy and what's not. But how to feed kids is always a good topic to talk about.
Well, especially with the ongoing thing of, you know, red meat good, red meat bad, you know, playing all these games with the meat.
Right.
I mean, it's just, guys, government, make a decision, please.
Right. And, you know, our program is sponsored by USDA, so we have a lot of good, healthy stuff on there, whole grains, dairy, stuff like that. Beans are on there, so lots of good stuff. So.
Beans, okay.
Yeah, musical fruit.
It's not always the most popular item on WIC, I would say. But it is good protein and good fiber. So,
where are you located?
We are located at the Health Department at 125 West Elm here in Salina, across the street from the city-county building on the east side. So separate from that building across the street.
So you're not in the chaos.
I suppose not. Not where all the nitty gritty happens. We're over there at the health department. So.
Well, I guess WIC is like other agencies that we've had on the program and talked with. It's, you will help people get the help that they need. As we've said here so many a time, there's so many agencies, and that's good. We've got all kinds of services, but there's so many. Where do I go? Who do I see? What are, and that's even if you can't help.
Right.
You can put them in the direction of someone who can. Do you get that quite often?
Yes, quite frankly. And that's a good thing about WIC. WIC is helpful referrals. We can always get just connected to some agency that might be able to help them better. It's not necessarily, you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll help you find somebody who can help you.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. We always think that's good. No, really, there's so many agencies out there, which is good, but some can do this and some can do that, and somebody can say, okay, no, I can't help you, but go to so-and-so address and see them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the interconnectivity between the agencies is just phenomenal.
Right.
Where you can walk into one and say, here's my problem, and, you know, either they can take care of it or you got a quick referral over to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. if I can't help you, I can try to help you find somebody who can help you.
So. When you sit down and talk to moms or prospective moms or whatever, what are some of the questions that you get the most often?
Most often, probably about picky eating. That's the hardest. The hardest one is about picky eating or vegetables. How do I get my kid to eat more vegetables?
Picky eating.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough one, right?
No, mom took care of that very simply. She just put cheese on it.
Put cheese on it, yeah, or ketchup, right? Some people.
When I was being raised, my grandmother, who did most of the cooking, she had a good way of doing it. Mm-hmm. She'd set this in front of you and say, "This is dinner. If you don't want this or like it, then see you tomorrow."
Yeah,
that was one way to do it.
That's one way to do it. Yeah, that we don't, you know, that's called short order cooking. Is well, you, I make something for you, and I make something for you, and I'm going to make something for this person over here. And it's hard on moms.
Oh, my grandma used to say, "We are not a short order cook."
Yeah,
tonight we're having, you know, pork chops and mashed potatoes. And if you don't like that, then go watch TV. We're going to have dinner.
Right. So, yeah. Right.
That's about it.
Well, it's like mom said, this is not Burger King. You cannot have it your way.
No. Well,
exactly. Right.
How about, I was going to say women. No, don't say women. Men are involved in this too. Do you talk to like single guys, whatever, you know?
Or fathers?
Fathers, or... yeah. If the mom's not involved, or if they are just, you know, they have kids under five and say the mom's not involved. And we have a lot of foster moms or foster dads that are, you got a kid that's under the, in that age group. So yeah, we do talk to dads. And sometimes dads will come in to the appointment with mom too. So, and we encourage that so they can get on the same page with mom about how.
Oh, that'd be good.
That generally works, that generally tends to work the best.
It tends to work the best. Yes, I agree.
Do you have any part of the program that will not only provide information about getting food and things like that, is how to fix it, how to cook it?
How to cook it? We can talk about that for sure. We're always happy to talk about. Hey, tell me how you make this work for your family. Are you using an air fryer? You know, I always talk to moms about how they cook and what works best for them, you know, because some, you know, we got moms that don't have a kitchen table or a dining room table. Right, so how are you making that work? You know, so,
I bet you hear some interesting solutions to these problems.
We do.
Like you don't have a dining room table. Where do you eat? You know, whatever.
Right. Exactly. And so we've got some pretty creative families too, so out there too. So it kind of, we get a big gamut, but we always just try to talk to moms. I say, what works for you? And let me see if I can add something to that to help it be more nutritious, or how can we make vegetables more appealing? What are you working with? Tell me what you're working with, you know.
How do you fix broccoli?
Yeah. So that people like it, right? That's a tough one. Add cheese.
cheese. Yeah. Whatever. Right. Put cheese on it.
More cheese, right?
What was that? Years ago, what was it? President Bush the first was talking about something, and he said broccoli came up.
Right. Oh, for real?
And he said, I hate broccoli. I'm president of the United States. I do not have to eat broccoli. And the broccoli industry went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk like that. You know? I'm president. I don't have to eat broccoli. But so I suppose you get the full gambit of questions.
Right? Oh, all the time. We also talk a lot about infant formula and what kind to choose. And is this the same as this kind? And how is that something I can get on my benefits? And usually we can walk moms through a lot of scenarios, most scenarios. If I don't know the answer, like I said, I usually get them hooked up with someone who can help them, and that might be their provider, you know, their doctor's office. So.
Well, because I know with my kids, we weren't able to latch. So we just went straight over to infant meal with iron.
Mm-hmm. Right. Iron is a very important nutrient for kids, for sure.
But outside of the food aspect, what about diapers, wipes, and that kind of stuff?
We don't help with that, but we do refer people to Catholic Charities that has a diaper program. So
here you go.
There you go.
Here's a good example.
Here's the hookup, right?
Where do I go to get help with diapers? Catholic Charities.
That's
okay.
Right. Right. And we have lots of awesome services in Salina here that can help moms. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard from, we have heard from folks like you, is there are people that can help you. if you have a problem and you can't work it out, could be finances, could be whatever, mm-hmm. there are people who can help if you can, if you can find them.
Right.
And then there you are.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We're a good resource to help find other resources.
You must be a very busy lady.
Yeah. We're pretty busy here. I would say, well, this is probably the busiest we've been. This is when we had, when COVID happened, we had a dip in participation, and now we're back up to that level mm-hmm. again. So we are a very busy staff, but we're full staff now, which helps, and we got more hands on deck to answer those questions. Yeah. So,
well, who was it? Who wasn't knocked kind of in the dirt with the COVID and that?
Right,
COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, COVID. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that, okay. That dirty word we don't, we try not to say on the show.
The C word, right?
Okay.
Okay. Phone number, address, whatever, for anyone who may be listening, is I need to talk to her. Go ahead.
Okay. The address is 125 West Elm in Salina, here across the street from the library or the county, city county building on the east side. And the phone number is 785-826-6603.
Bet you got a website.
We do through the county office. So
okay,
you
go
have
through,
to go to Saline, right. Saline County.
All right.
So
anything anything else you want to pass along to us here?
Well, just give us a call and give us a shout if you ever need help, and we're here for you guys. Mm-hmm.
I bet you things have really changed. What, 15 years, 13 years you've been?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. 13 years at WIC, yes.
A lot of changes, huh?
A lot of changes, yes.
Well, how many grandparents do you hear from?
Actually, quite a few, because a lot of grandparents do take care of their kids now.
So, you think?
Yeah. Take care of their grandkids, for mm-hmm. sure. And we appreciate that. We know it's not easy to, you know, raise kids and then raise kids again. So
right.
we get it. So we try to be a big help and make it work out for them so that it's not such a mm-hmm. such a hard thing. Like you say, it can be hard to be on a program and trying to figure all the ins and outs of it, but most of the time, we can walk people through that.
Okay, what was the phone number again if it went too fast for somebody?
Okay, it's 785-826-6603.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. We appreciate you coming in. With WIC, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted on anything else you want to talk about, and we'll do this again sometime, all right?
Okie dokie.